Okay. Stand by. Oh, that's even better. Talk a little bit.
Test.
Okay, we're good.
Great.
Stick yourself where you need to go.
All right, great. Good morning, and welcome back to our Sunday session. I just want to thank you all for these cards mean more to me and all of your personal connection that we've had throughout this week, and it means so much to me. And as I was saying to you, it's like, you know, I want to thank all of you for being here and for the connections that we've had, whether we did it together here on tape or we did it out on the lawn or under a tree or under the stars or in front of a coffee pot. It means everything to me. And to be asked to be of service, you know. And what I was saying before we just started to record is that, like, geez, like, you know, I thank my higher power. I thank Bill Wilson. I thank Roseanne. I thank you guys. I thank my first sponsor. I thank my second sponsor, my third, my fourth, my 50th, my, you know, it's like, it's like now you understand, like, who do you thank first? Who do you thank last? It's like, so thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for those of you that are on recording, I just want to say, like, when Bill Wilson came up against the choice, does he walk into the bar of the gay conviviality or does he make that phone call? We're all going to come up against that choice. It's like, are we going to choose to cancel ourselves out one more time, or are we going to choose to grow more fully into ourselves? And in that one choice, it's like, it will always be for the greater good of all. And look at the beauty, look at that. Look at somebody, that's Crystal. Where's Crystal? Where is she? When she comes in, I want to share with you what she saw. Look. Okay? I mean, okay? Now, a lot of things that I've had in my life, I'm just going to put it here so they'll just continue to be blessed as we move through the day. So, a lot of things that I've had in my life, I no longer have today. Because those are things I created on my own, right? But the things that I have in my life today are all the things that have come into my life after I dispossessed my life of my ego and my addiction, and I turned my will and my life over to the care of my higher power. And I just want to tell you that every decision that I made to walk with my higher power has given me such an abundant life. And in step 7, it says, in every case, pain had been the admission price to new life. It doesn't say in Sherry's case, or in Bill Wilson's, or in Roseanne's, or in Susan's, or Becky's, or Crystal's. It says in every case, pain had been the admission price into a new life. So I always say, plan your pain and live your pleasure. And I'm telling you that when my weight goes up a couple of pounds, I go, Sherry, plan your pain. The first 3 days are going to kill you because you've got to die to the false self that you've slowly let yourself get back into. So I plan my pain and I go, this is going to kill me because I want to die to the false self because I want to come back into my seat of power, right? And so plan your pain so you can live your pleasure, because you only have two choices: the pain of staying where you're at or the pain of change. Every time you come up against pain, it's nothing more than a gift to grow for another cut and polish. I brought this big, gigantic diamond, and it's already packed in my luggage because I bring so much material, and of course I never get to do half of it. I mean, I literally could deliver this for another 10 days. And so when pain comes to me, I just go, thank you, God, because it gives me a chance to go through that cut and polish. Because if you look at a diamond, really, what is a diamond but that which I was at a size 24? I was nothing but a big piece of coal. But literally what Bill Wilson and Roseanne saw in me was that, you know what, if I take her by the hand and do a little cut and polish, then we can leave the rest to God, and God will turn her in to be what she was originally meant to be. And so when you feel the pain, remember, it's not them. Like I read last night from Mother Teresa, it was never between you and them. It was always between you and God. Don't ever, ever forget it. And before we move into our next section, I want to read this to you. And I just have to reiterate, because this is my belief, this is my philosophy. Our feelings are our greatest guide back to our seat of power. On the flip side of that, our feelings are our greatest guide back to our addiction. We have a choice. Don't let the feelings sit and ruminate. Take the feelings as soon as you get the singe, the sting. As soon as they come, just don't delay. Okay? What does it say about the fourth step? Delay may be dangerous, right? I can't think what it says in AA 12 and 12, if anybody has that. I know we got to keep on moving here. But delay may be dangerous. I even think it might say something even about death. But where's my microphone girl? Okay, so I'm going to read something to you. Just some points that I didn't get to. But just remember this. This is a phenomenal analogy. And you've heard it all 100 times. But if you sit with the feelings and not let them guide and direct you, but if you know how people say, feel the feelings or sit with your feelings. No, let them be indicators to move you back to God, to your higher power. Don't let them move you back to your addiction. Okay? Don't just feel the feelings. Do something about them. So this is our choice.
Do you want that passage from the 12 and 12?
Yes. Do you have it? Okay. I need a microphone runner. Here.
Okay, from step 6 of the 8, 12, and 12, why we must keep trying. Quote, being ready is all important. Necessity of taking action, delay is dangerous, rebellion may be fatal. Point at which we abandon limited objectives and move toward God's will for us.
Excellent. Okay.
It's on my iPhone. So it's basically the second paragraph under step 6 in the AA 12 and 12.
I'll read it again.
Okay. Why we must keep trying. Quote, being ready is all important. Necessity of taking action. Delay is dangerous. Rebellion may be fatal. Point at which we abandon limited objectives and move toward God's will for us.
Okay. See how important that is? Delay is what? Okay, say it again. Delay. Okay, so when you feel the feeling, okay, when you get the sting, right? Okay, when you get that shock, it's nothing more than a what? An indicator to do something with it, right? So remember this whole thing, feel your feelings or ruminate them. I don't know, people have gotten really lost because remember, I only had 2 feelings. One, I'm fine, and the others feed me. So one of the reasons I really feel my successes with this is, remember, it takes a village. But I had to learn how to feel my feelings to navigate me back to my seat of power. So when you get the burn, when you get that shock, delay is dangerous. Do something about it. We have 9 tools. Talk. Remember, share it or wear it. Share it or wear it. Share it or wear it. And if you can't share it and you're in a crowded place and you don't know somebody, it would be better for you to go, hey, how you doing? How blah, blah, blah. Oh, gosh, your hair's so pretty. It's nice to see you today. I don't care if you're in the grocery store. If you give to others, right? If you take one step towards God, he'll take 10 on your behalf. But get outside your head. Okay, so this is what I, just remember this. This is a great analogy. The frog and the pan of water. Scientists have found that if you take a live frog and bring it towards a pan of boiling water, the frog, sensing the danger, tries to squirm away. But if you take that same frog and put it in a pan of room temperature water, you can slowly heat the pan to the point where the frog dies, never trying to jump out. This is the perfect analogy of the disease of compulsive eating. It is a slow, chronic pain that makes the sufferer realize that they should do something about their problem, but it doesn't cause them enough pain to drive them to the point where they are willing to go to any lengths to do so. Okay, so remember we talked about irritated versus bitterly disappointed. So it's more important to pay attention to what? Irritated or bitterly disappointed?
Irritated.
Right? Take care of it when you first get the sting, the shock, the burn, right? Do something about it. All right, so I'm going to read this and then we're going to move into I'm going to read two things. The ego is afraid of the spirit's joy because once you have experienced it, you will withdraw all protection from the ego and become totally without investment in fear. Your investment is great now because fear is witness to the separation, and your ego rejoices when you witness to it. Leave it behind. Do not listen to it and do not preserve it. Listen only to God, who is as incapable of deception as is the spirit he created. Release yourself and release others. Do not present a false and unworthy picture of yourself to others, and do not accept such a picture of them yourself. The ego has built a shabby and unsheltering home for you because it cannot build otherwise. Do not try to make this impoverished house stand. Its weakness is your strength. Only God could make a home that is worthy of his creations, who have chosen to leave it empty by their own dispossession. Yet his home will stand forever and is ready for you when you choose to enter it. Of this you can be wholly certain. God is as incapable of creating the perishable as the ego is of making the eternal. Who would like to read? This is because I didn't want to end our retreat without you hearing this, because we get so trapped up in this.
Rhonda, compulsive eater, really? Perfect. I have to read this one?
Perfect. Remember, God, there's my eyes are not the same on each, right? If we took a photocopy of each of our bodies, fold it in half, your legs are not the same length, the eyes are not the same place, the ears, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so God loves and made us imperfectly perfect. It's time to embrace imperfectly perfect. Okay? This is not about weight loss. This is about reconnecting to who you are to be. This is about being sober with life and ourselves, and not canceling ourselves out. This is not trying to get to the, you know, the silicone Barbie doll look. Does that make sense? Okay. Perfectionism, to me, is the same as alcoholism. Okay. And in alcoholism, the ism stands for ISM, incredibly short memory. Okay. But I believe that God loves the ism, because with the incredibly short memory, it gives us the pain to chase us back to God. Okay? Remember, do not strive for perfectionism. It's a horrible thing. Strive for done beats perfect any day of the week. Strive and love imperfectly perfect. I'm 60 years old. My body is not going to look better in 10 years or 20 years. I'm menopausal. Okay, I'm a size 6. I got a hot size 6 body. Okay, my bikini days may be over. Okay, it's like my skin's very loose. It's been very loose for years. I've got my cellulite. I've got my battle scars. I've got my stretch marks. It's like, so what? The reality is I've got 2 feet. I've got 2 legs. I can see you. I can hear you. If I can't be grateful now at 60 for that, if I'm going to cry over, I wish I was a little this or a little that, it's like, stop it. Right here, right now. Okay? There's a song by Meghan Trainor. Okay? What's it called? All About the Bass. All About the Bass. Okay? I have it on. I would love to play it for you because it's like, come on, get over yourself. Don't get into that vanity thing. Get in about closing the gap between you and you and God. Okay? Because the gap, that being in our addiction, the gap between who we are and who we're supposed to be is just so broad. So, will you please read that?
It says perfectionism. Perfectionism has nothing to do with getting it right. It has nothing to do with fixing things. It has nothing to do with...
Do you have an iPhone? Do I want...
Perfectionism.
Do you have an iPhone?
I
was
going to
say,
wait
a minute, okay. I was going to put it on right now.
It is
I can for you. Can you find it? Can you find it? Unless you can find it.
The details of what you're doing... Lose sight of the whole.
Okay.
The perfectionist fixes one line of a poem over and over. There's only one line to the right. Perfectionist redraws the chin line of a portrait until the paper tears. Perfectionist writes too many versions of a scene, one that she never gets the rest of.
Yeah.
Perfectionist is never satisfied. Perfectionism is not a quest for the best. It is a pursuit of the worst in ourselves. The part that tells us that nothing we do
I can't find
or
it.
Ever make good enough. That we should try again. No, we should not. We deny that in order to do something well, we must first be willing to do it badly. Usually when we say we can do something well, what we mean is that we don't do something unless we can guarantee.
If you have a connector.
Raise your hand if that's you. I can't get my hand.
Great. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're the lady.
I don't know. It won't play if I don't have a speaker, though. This is my.
Do you have to connect it to something?
Yeah, I have to connect it to something. So, and I don't have a connect. Does anybody have a iPhone connector?
Hang on, I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Who's... Bear with us, those that you are on the recording. I really want to play this song for you. And were you asking about perfectionism?
Where is that?
You can email me at Sherry@abcsofabstinence.com and just say, hey, Sherry, send me perfectionism. Or you can, while we're queuing up that song, you can take a picture of it. Or I'll leave it on the chair here, and as you put your stuff in the mailbox. Yeah, okay. Who's got this song?
Yes, I will.
What about that poem you had where you said that at the very end it said, God, why are you so slow? And he said, well, you never let it go.
Okay, email me. You can have all my stuff.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay, you got the song? Can you, you got it?
What song does it go?
Turn it on and pull this up to it.
Yes.
Oh, who's got the song?
Oh,
Turn it on.
B-A-S-E,
base? B-A-S-S. You got it? Who's got it?
Thank you. Yeah, hold on. Megan trained me. I can go to my music.
Is this crazy? We have all this technology, 90 people in the room, and not one of us can pull it up on our phones. That's crazy. They call me 8-track Sherry, so I get off on that one. So,
I have lips are moving.
I can't believe it. Okay, I'm going to give this 10 more seconds. You got it? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. Okay. Ready?
She's turning it up for you. Is it on?
Is this on?
Talking to it.
You're good.
Talking to it.
Why isn't this not on?
It's on. Oh, maybe it's test it with your voice.
Test.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, here we go.
Speaker is.
Right there. Don't move. Well, you can move your hips, but just not your arms.
Come by me, down. Thank you so much. That's fun, huh? That's fun. So it's not about the body size. It's about the stuff between the head and our relationship with God. So anyhow, like I said, this retreat is never how I planned it. All right, we're going to go ahead and go into our 1 hour. Actually, it's not a 1 hour. Let's go ahead and pass these out. This is connecting to your higher power. This is a little mini retreat. These forms, I'm giving them to you so that you can use them on your own later, but I'm going to guide you through them so that you can sit and relax and really go deep and connect with your higher power to bridge that gap even closer. So who wants to help pass forms? I need help. Thanks. Yeah. Yes.
On Friday night, we talked a little bit about the cell and the fractured cell.
You'll be the mic runner until we're...
On Saturday night, you talked a little bit about the fractured cell. I think it's one more. You know, the cell and turning to God. And you feel like you could talk a little bit more about, you know, that and how... You know, that actually self-sabotages, because that really hit home for me, because that's what I do. I get a little bit of abstinence, and then I self-sabotage. As soon as I start to get some success, some weight loss, you know, life is starting to go good.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm down to a size 10 pants, that feels great, and I start to eat again.
Okay.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
I don't have time this morning, so on Monday nights at 5 o'clock, I have a bridge line, and it's called the Team 12-Step Outreach Call with Sherry M. When you do your evaluation form, which is actually what I call Help Me Carry a Better 12-Step Message, on there it will say, do you want to be reminded, do you want to be invited, I'd say something like that, to Team 12-Step. If you do, just put your email on there, and then I'll, you know, just put you on the loop that says the call's at 5 o'clock, and then you can, and sometimes it's two people, sometimes it's five. You know, I'd love to have 150 people on the line. And that, so we can get into those questions. Any questions that we didn't get to in the Ask It basket, anything that you didn't get quite, you can just, I'm just sitting there waiting for your calls, because I want to be able to help as many people as possible. But it's important. So for me, that's a philosophy and a concept that I came up with, because to just say that I have a disease, an addiction, an ego, it was like, it couldn't wrap my head around it. But when I realized that there was this part of me that snapped off, that fractured off, when it seemed like a really good idea to dip the hot dog into the Coca-Cola, and that she keeps resurfacing every time I get scared, and I learned how to take care of her and subordinate her instead of throw her away and do exactly what everybody else had been doing to her, then it really empowered me to really learn how to take care of myself and to stay in my seat of power. So if you want to be involved and join Team 12-Step, Outreach Calls with Sherry M., we can get into that. And so that's just something, you know, it's new that I've started. It's just a way that I want to further my 12-Step work and just to, you know, help as many people as I can. So... What? Okay. Let me say what it is. Okay. Jeez, Sherry, what's wrong with you? I don't even have the phone number on here. What is wrong with me? Hold on. Where's my? No, because this is really new. This is really new. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sherry, can I make a quick announcement?
Yes.
I just want to let everyone know that, we came up with a set of 700?
725.
So we got 300 going to the staff that does the rooms, and we got 400 going to the cafeteria.
Yay. Okay, write this down. This is a new thing that I have added to my 12-step work. Okay, this is called Team 12-Step Outreach Call with Sherry M. We can talk about anything we want. I don't care if it's any problem. It doesn't have to just be abstinence or whatever. It can be because it's the problems that are coming into our head that we don't know how to deal with that fall on the plate, that fall on our hips, right? It's thoughts, not thighs. It's brains, not bellies, right? So when we deal at it causes and conditions, right? Why deal with things at the symptom level? It's not going to change anything. It's just another diet, I'm not going to do that. I don't want you guys to do that. I mean, why go? I mean, doll, people go, diets don't work. It's like, what do you mean? Every diet I went on, they all work. Diets do exactly what they're supposed to do. They're there to help you to make you lose weight. They all work. Okay? What I'm about is lose the weight. Now, let's talk about the real work. Maintenance. Okay? Like, nobody goes out and has a baby and then goes, well, I'm glad that job's done. Okay? While they're pregnant, they're getting the room ready, they're getting the car seat ready, they're buying clothes, they're getting ready to celebrate this whole thing that they're going to do for what? A year? For how long?
The rest of their life.
Okay. Okay, now watch. Now see how she said that? So is it the rest of the kid's life?
No, the rest of your life.
The rest of your life. That's what I want to bring to the world. That is my mission, my passion. I want people to really get, you're not to give birth to yourself and then quit. It's not a cold. Okay? The easy part is losing the weight. The real work and the real joy and the real growth is, after we've lost the weight, is to obtain and maintain and really raise ourselves. Is to take care of that fractured self. I find it fun. I think it's a blast. I would rather do that work than I know people that have literally gained and lost the same 100 pounds seven times. Do you know how much weight that is? That's 700 pounds. That's hell. A diet is one prison. Gaining it all back is another. I'm like, go like this. Don't exchange one prison for another. Just walk out, walk away. Take care of it, okay? I'm off track again. What are we talking about? Okay, all right, so Monday night, this is it. 5 p.m. Thank you. 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, L.A. time. I'm in Studio City. I will be on the call, sitting there waiting for your call. I might have one person, I might have two. Might have 2,000. Doesn't matter, okay? So here's the phone number. Team 12-Step Outreach Call with Sherry M. My name is spelled C-H-E-R-I-E. The phone number is 712-432-3100. I'm going to say it again. 712-432-3100. When you're prompted, enter 208-497. 208-497. When prompted, enter 208-497. Everyone keeps saying, pound, star, blah. It will prompt you. It says, don't just do what it says. Do what it says. Do what it says. Because you know how, like, you know, with the 12 steps, you know, we're just like, I'll do it my way, you know. It's like, no, Sherry's way doesn't work. Do the 12 steps. So it's 712-432-3100. The prompt is, follow the prompts. The code is 208-497. I record the calls, okay? Then after the calls are recorded, I let you know via email. I blast that back out to you and say the recordings are now available, and then you can listen to that, and you can share them with whoever you want. So if you miss the call, you can come back and get the call, get the info. Does that make sense? So right now, because I've just started, right, I'm only doing it for half an hour. Okay, but the bottom line is, if 10 people show up on Monday night, then I'll do it for an hour. So right now I'm doing 5 to 5:30. But if we start growing, because I've never put this on recording, just a few people know about this. So it's another gift of service that I do. So it's like if we, you know, get 100 people, you know, then I would increase that to do it a couple of nights a week or whatever. But it's like I want people to be able to to, I want people to be able to walk into the rooms of OA and know, and stop judging each other, you know what I mean? And just be able to do dignity of choice to obtain and maintain a healthy body weight for life, and to and remember, why am I doing this? Why? For myself, for service? For what? Maintenance? No. I'm going to be really clear. There's one reason why I'm doing this. Okay? They say service is its own reward and you have to give back in order to keep it. This is the reason why I'm doing this. It's called Team 12-Step Outreach Call with Sherry M. I want to help you and you and you and you, because I want you to turn around and help five others. Okay? I have a real selfish motivation. Okay? Because I don't want anything ever, ever, ever to happen to Overeaters Anonymous. I don't want anything to happen to it. And it's just like Bill Wilson said, if AA is ever destroyed, it'll be destroyed from within. I have a moral obligation to do everything I can to keep the first tradition. So that we, it's so important, it's so vitally important to me. And so I also want, and so people, I don't know where they get this crazy stuff and they go, my sponsor says that I cannot sponsor until I do my third step or my fourth step. And I'm like, whose program is that? I mean, really? Who taught you that? I want to go, did you read the big book? I mean, where are you getting that? So I want you to really pay attention, okay? Not the morning I thought we were going to have. Page 1 through 88 in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is all about me getting help. Me, 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 me. Right? Like a little bird. Cock my head back, and you guys are going to come to me, and you're going to shove this 12 steps right down my throat, and you are going to give me a brainwashing, because the mind that got me into trouble cannot be the one to get me out. You guys are going to surround me with so much love, so much unconditional love that I've never experienced in my whole entire life. You're going to crack me open so that God can enter me and expel the obsession, and I'm going to be free at last, free at last. Wow! Okay? Page 1 through 88. I will know a freedom that I've never known. Now I have a responsibility. What's that? No, pages 1 through 88. 8-8. Pages 89 through 164 are all about me helping we. We. We all the way home. We. Okay? Pages 89 through 164 is all about me helping others. That's 75 pages. 75. So 75 and 88, well, you know what for me? That's pretty much 50% of the program. Okay? So I'm really passionate about it. So like I said, when I started on our weekend, and I said, you know why I'm doing this? And people think, oh, well, you're doing it because, you know, you have to give it. You can't keep it unless you give it away. And I go, no, they could make OA illegal. I'm real clear. I got mine. And you know why I can say that? Because I've got my God. Okay? And it says in the big book, burn into the consciousness to every man that his real reliance is upon God. So I've got mine. You could make communism could take over, ISIS, whatever's out there, what evil forces wants to shut all the goodness down in the world, okay? And you know what? I'd have mine. All right? So I'm mean, I'm selfish, I'm terrible. Sue me, I don't care. I'm here to help you. I'm taking the sum total of my experience from everything I've got because I want you, 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 and you to get it and turn around and help five others. Because you know what? Some of the people in the room think I'm the greatest thing since that they've ever seen in OA. And there's some of the people in the room that go, would she just shut up? I can't stand her. Who cares? I don't care. That's not my problem. Okay? That's their problem because they got a cut and polish to do. I'm free, right? It's not about me. That's about them. But it takes all kinds. So as those people get to do their cut and polish, they become the that program of attraction, because there's other people that need to hear it from them, because not everybody can hear this, because it sets off their emotional landmine, right? So we all need to become a program of attraction, not promotion. So, all right, let's get on with this. Otherwise, you're just going to keep hearing me on my soapbox about how important it is to carry the message. All right, so does everybody have Connecting to Your Higher Power, a mini one-hour retreat?
Yes.
Okay. I invite you now to get as comfortable as you possibly can be. You can sit on the floor. You can prop yourself up against the wall. You can lay on the floor. You can prop your feet up on the wall. You can move a chair and prop your feet up on a chair. You can do whatever you need to do to get really comfortable. I would like for you not to read this pages. I would like you to use the either your own piece of paper that you have, or you can fill out the form if you need to. Or you can just use this as we move along. But I'd like for you just to really stay centered, not read, not be distracted, because this is between you and God, and God really wants now to get a word in edgewise. Okay? Prayer is when we're, talking to God, okay? Now, God really wants to place desires on your heart and give you a nudging this way and this way, or a real blast-out call. So it's time to get calm, to get quiet, and to be in that place. So it might be hard for you to settle down, but just remember that is nothing more than that fractured little self, that little kid in you that says, no, 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 I don't want to do it. I know. Right? Okay, so just fight the resistance of that. You can do this. You have to overcome that part of yourself. So get really, really comfortable. And we will now begin. Let's take one deep breath. This time we're just going to take a deep breath, and we're just going to really just raise our arms up. Just come right back into your body and just relax. Move your body. Just get really comfortable. Just settle right into how it feels the most comfortable to be. Many cultures observe a specific day of a feast of Thanksgiving. The U.S. celebrates a Thanksgiving Day. England observes Harvest Home Day, and Japan recognizes Labor Thanksgiving Day. In ancient times, the Jews kept the Feast of the Tabernacles, which was also a Thanksgiving festival. It is good to have a national day of gratitude, as our program tells us to have, an attitude of gratitude. Thanking our higher power is the right thing to do. Though many of us realize we should spend time thanking God, a basic form of prayer, we seldom do. This one-hour retreat is intended to give us a special time to catch up on giving thanks to God by setting aside an hour when we can pray because we are thankful and or because we want to become thankful. During this mini-retreat, we can recognize and rejoice in the gifts that our higher power has given us, gifts that lead to a new life and renewal. In addition, this hour can bring us greater joy and peace, qualities of the thankful heart. It is not intended to take the place of a longer retreat for those able to make one, but it does provide a quiet time with our higher power for those times when a longer retreat may be unable or impossible. We begin our time of thanks by simply deciding to spend an hour with our higher power. An hour when our higher power is more important to us than any other person or thing in the world. Next, we arrange our environment so that we can concentrate on God. Because we need silence to hear what our higher power says, we turn off the phone and find a place where we will not be disturbed. Even if our environment is less than perfect, we work with it, knowing our higher power will honor what we give. Now sit in a place where you feel comfortable. Even thinking about all the illnesses that are caused or worsened by stress causes stress. This retreat begins with a simple exercise designed to relieve stress and help us relax, an exercise in mindfulness. Mindfulness is a present, spiritual state of awareness. One washes the dishes to be washing dishes, not to get to that cup of tea afterward. One eats an orange only to be eating an orange, to savor the taste, the texture, the singularity of each segment. Mindfulness is a way of staying in the moment, rejoicing in whatever is happening. Mindfulness helps us encounter God. As we become conscious of and respectful of God's creation, we are led to loving thankfulness for it and its creator. We will begin with a breathing exercise. Some say that life is breath, that life began as a mighty wind, the Spirit of God sweeping over the waters of creation. Like so many of our bodily functions, breathing itself is a wondrous process, but one that we usually ignore. Take time now to become conscious of, mindful of your breathing. Close your eyes. Breathe in and out at your own pace. Inhale and exhale. Feeling your lungs expand and contract at your own pace, relaxing with each breath, conscious only of breathing. Say the word serenity silently at the start of each breath. Serenity. Breathe in and breathe out. Serenity. 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 Continue with this calm, serene, serenity breathing for a few moments, and just stay with this, and I will direct you to our next phase. And continue to relax and let yourself be breathed. Now, as you continue to breathe gently, begin to be conscious of not only your breathing, but what your body is feeling. Take time to do this. Feel the fabrics that touch your body, the shoes that enclose your toes. Continue to relax. Feel where and in what you are sitting, the hardness or softness of your chair, whatever your body touches. Relax. You are here just to be here, to be fully here. It is not about getting on to the next step. It is about right here, right now. Higher power is present within you and all around you, filling your lungs with air, your body, your life, you. And everything around you are here, here, and part of higher power's love. After a time, gently, easy, open your eyes, continuing to be conscious of the presence of your higher power in your environment. Let your higher power hold you. Stay with your higher power. Feel your higher power's care for you. Be present in your higher power's love. Let your higher power breathe with and in you. Be present in contentment. Relax in the spiritual quiet. And we will stay in this contentment and in this quiet for 3 minutes. If you're finding it hard to relax, you may especially need this section of the retreat. Persevere. If you find your thoughts wandering, continue to go back and breathe serenity in and breathe serenity out and so on. Take your power back and continue to breathe and rest content. Persevere and stay with it. Stay in your body. Stay calm. Stay with the peace. Surrender. Please calmly and quietly, gently, turn to page 3 of our document. Thanking and praising our higher power leads us to prayer and to a fuller response to higher power. To prepare ourselves to enter more fully and deeply into this retreat, we take this time to say very specifically, thank you, higher power. During this phase, we will thank higher power for absolutely everything. Please get out a pencil or paper, a pencil, a pen, something to write with. To begin, draw a large spiritual symbol. Examples might be the unity symbol, a triangle within a circle, a cross, a Jewish star, or any other symbol that has a particular meaning to you. Be sure to draw the symbol you choose large enough for you to jot down a list on it, then put your pencil down. Our purpose is to recognize and appreciate God's gifts. What are some of these gifts? The list is extensive. We can thank our higher power for higher power. We can thank our higher power for many other gifts. Our planet, the sun, whose rising and setting outlines our days, the moon and the stars that illuminate our nights. Higher power has given us those we love and those who love us. Our very being is a gift from higher power. Take a moment to write on your spiritual symbol a few of the things for which you are most thankful. Leave a bit of space for additional writing. Can I see a show of hands who needs more time? Does anyone need more time? Our purpose is to recognize and appreciate God's gifts. What are some of these gifts? The list is extensive. We thank our higher power for higher power. We can thank our higher power for many other gifts. Jeez, I did this. I think I printed this wrong. Bear with me. We have, however, even more for which to thank higher power than these gifts. For example, let's look at fear from the book, the big book, from the book as Bill sees it, page 22. The chief activator of our defects has been self-centered fear, primarily fear that we would lose something we already possessed or would fail to get something we demanded. Living upon a basis of unsatisfied demands, we were in a state of continual disturbance and frustration. Therefore, no peace was to be had unless we could find a means of reducing these demands. For all this unusual destructiveness, we have found that fear can be the starting point for better things. Fear can be a stepping stone to prudence and to a decent respect for others. It can point the path to justice as well as to hate. And the more we have respect and justice, the more we shall begin to find the love that can suffer much and yet be freely given. So fear not always be destructive, because the lessons of its consequences can lead us to positive values. During this part of the retreat, follow your higher power. Trust your higher power. Know that your higher power can use all things for good, no matter how evil they may be, no matter how much pain they may cause. This tremendous blessing gives you urgent cause for thanking your higher power. You need not despair. Pain cannot, will not conquer. Thank your higher power now for everything you can imagine, even the mystery of suffering and death. Even those circumstances in your life for which you have the most difficulty giving thanks. Your higher power, who is all good, can, is, and will use all things for God's right purposes. Now write on your spiritual symbol the situations or circumstances of suffering or pain in your life for which it is most difficult to thank your higher power. Does anyone need more time? My higher power is deeply committed to me as an individual, and for that I am thankful. But am I as deeply committed to my higher power as I can be? Am I receiving the fullness of peace and joy that my higher power desires for me? Before we answer, let us consider the following diagram, which represents a human life. Imagine yourself now lifting to your higher power the symbol you just drew, filled with everything, your very being, your happiness, your pain. Now give it all. Lift it all to your higher power, even the pain, even the suffering. Next, ratify your offering with prayer. I trust you, higher power, no matter what. I believe in your love. I believe that you can use all things for good. I give thanks for all your gifts. I give thanks for all my joys and my sufferings, my hopes and my fears. I give them all to you. I give you myself. Thank you, higher power, for everything. Note, some situations cause us intense anguish. If thanking God for these seems too difficult, don't worry. Just place them in your symbol and lift them to your higher power. Then thank your higher power for whatever you can. We call this retreat Thank You, Higher Power. We have considered thank you part of this title. Now let us reflect on higher power. The term higher power has rich history. The 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, the heart of the program, was derived from the principles of the Oxford Group, an organization dedicated to the revitalization of spiritual principles, without prejudice or preference as to a particular theology. Originally, the founders of AA delineated 6 steps of their for their program of recovery. These were broken down into 12 steps to make the action associated with each step more gradual and palatable to the alcoholic. The first draft of these 12 steps, written by Bill Wilson, placed heavy emphasis on submission to God. During the process of perfecting the steps with the help of other alcoholics, a process we now call group conscience, Bill came to understand that alcoholics could not be required to do anything or to submit to God. Instead, the steps had to be suggestions, the directions we ought rather than you must, and the word God had to be modified, lest those who rejected the idea of God be thrown off. Thus was born the notion of God as we understood him, and a higher power. These concepts were more readily acceptable to those of nervous disposition who resisted requirements or absolutes. Early AAs recognized that the specific identity of the spiritual source in an alcoholic's life was less important than that there be one. A flexible notion of a spiritual source enabled agnostics and atheists to find their way into the program without ideological interference. Our higher power, therefore, is whatever we require it to be. Our higher power is the saving force in our lives. Our higher power is the same force that formed the earth, brought forth life, and created all that is. Spend some time now in reflection. Your higher power, who possesses the unsurpassed power of God, loves you and saves you. What meaning does all this have in your life? What does this say about how you can trust your higher power? Why might these be reasons for thanksgiving? During this phase, continue to respond to your higher power. Tell yourself these words: my higher power is continually and personally involved with me. My higher power knows everything about me and loves me anyway. My higher power understands and cares for me more than anyone else can. My higher power possesses me, but at the same time gives myself to me. Also try to spend a few moments resting quietly, relaxed, set free by your higher power's love. We'll stay here for a moment. My higher power is deeply committed to me as an individual, and for that I am thankful. But am I as deeply committed to my higher power as I can be? Am I receiving the fullness of peace and joy that my higher power desires of me? Before we answer, let us consider the following diagrams, which represent a human life. In illustration A, representing an average OA, food is seated on the throne in charge. This person has many interests indicated by the smaller items: work, family, money, possessions, pleasure and friends, whatever. Higher power is just one of these many interests. If this person were uninterested in a higher power at all, or completely rejected the concept, it would not even appear here. This person's life lacks peace, power, and freedom. This person needs more in his or her life, the more that comes when he or she places a higher power at the center of life. Illustration B represents a person who has placed a higher power at the center of his or her life. All of the interests in this person are considered in the light of this person's relationship within his or her higher power. These interests are directed by the higher power, resulting in unity and harmony with God's plan. This person's experiences the deep peace and joy that comes through the loving and lasting presence of a higher power in his or her life. This person has made a commitment to a higher power, perhaps similar to the following from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, page 63, third step prayer. I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen. Take a few moments now to examine your conscience. What currently reigns as the center of your life? Do you choose your higher power as the center of your life? What must you do to turn to your higher power and away from those things that you had earlier placed in the center? This turning to your higher power, gaining or regaining your higher power as the chosen center of your life, is part of repentance and therefore of true psychic change. When you are finished with this examination, resolve to do whatever is necessary to make higher power the center of your life. Say the following prayer from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, page 76, committing yourself to your higher power. At this time, you might name something for which you particularly want to turn, such as food or compulsive overeating. Seventh step prayer. My Creator, I am now willing that you should remove me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Now realize that by you making the profound choice and commitment to plug into your higher power, who has been here all the time, You will be empowered to create peace, harmony, and change in your life. You have the power to choose this in any given moment, in any given situation. Higher power is always here for us. It is we that render God mute. It is never the other way around. The following is an excerpt adapted from Alcoholics Anonymous, page 63. We sincerely take such a position, all sorts of remarkable things follow. We have a new employer, being all-powerful. He provides what we need. If we keep close to him and perform his work well, established on such footing, we become less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we become interested in seeing what we can contribute to life. As we feel new power flow in, as we enjoy peace of mind, as we discover we can face life successfully, as we become conscious of His presence, we begin to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We are reborn. Grace overflows. You are a new creation. Now extend this new life to others through prayer. Through prayer, you can help others to give thanks and rejoice too. This is a time to be generous, to pray for everyone you can think of, the old and the young, the right and the poor, the sick and the healthy, the unemployed and the overworked. Ask that these people be filled with God's presence, the peace and the healing of a higher power. Pray especially for those with whom you have had difficult relationships in the past. Ask your higher power to transform those relationships through the power of His love. If you asked 100 people each what they should do to be a good person, what rules they should follow, you might hear 100 different answers. Few people will tell you to stop, to do nothing, but we will do just that. We will stop. We'll sit with our higher power and do nothing. We pause so that God can get a word in. God may have something to say to us. God may just want us to be with Him. So relax. Do nothing. Just sit with your higher power. Be quiet with God. As one writer on contemplative prayer remarked, doing God's will is the highest form of contemplation. When we frequently see people, we sometimes begin to take them for granted. We cease to see them. We stop noticing details. We need to be reminded to appreciate them as we should be genuinely thankful for their presence. We experience the same problem with prayers. Prayers that we say over and over frequently fail us, fail to move us, and we no longer fully appreciate their value. After a time, we hardly notice what we are saying. Prayers that should be proclamations are simply recitations. We will end this retreat by praying the St. Francis of Assisi prayer, also called the 11th step prayer. But first, let's try to really appreciate its meaning. Let us first think about the man who uttered the prayer. He wanted to become a channel. Then he asked for the grace to bring love, forgiveness, harmony, truth, faith, hope, light, and joy to every human being that he could. Next came the expression of an inspiration and a hope for himself. He hoped that he might be able to find some of those treasures too. This he would try to do by what he called self-forgetting. What did he mean by self-forgetting, and how did he propose to accomplish it? He thought it better to give comfort than to receive it. Better to understand than to be understood. Better to forgive than to be forgiven. If we remind ourselves of these precepts at our times of greatest stress, when in anger, fear, frustration, or misunderstanding, we will be following the simple heart of the program, "Thy will, not mine, be done," from Alcoholics Anonymous, AA 12 and 12, page 105. Then we are no longer live in a completely hostile world. We are no longer lost and frightened and purposeless. The moment we catch even a glimpse of God's will, the moment we begin to see truth, justice, and love as the real and eternal things in life, we are no longer deeply disturbed by all the seeming evidence to the contrary that surrounds us in purely human affairs. We know that God lovingly watches over us. We know that when we turn to Him, all will be well with us here and hereafter. As we end our retreat, this one-hour retreat, pray the St. Francis prayer phrase by phrase, saying each section slowly as your commitment to your higher power. Please stand. Let your amen be your personal acclamation of thanksgiving. Remember always to read this, not just today, but in our meetings, as a proclamation, not as a recitation. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. That where slow down. Okay. We're going to learn it here, and we're going to carry it out into the world to our meetings. We're not going to recite this. We're going to proclaim this. So we're going to bring the peace and love, and we're going to go with this calmly. We're going to pause with each part. Let's start again. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. That where there is hatred, I may bring love. That where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there are shadows, I may bring light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving the one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. Amen. Okay. So just let's just take a big like breath, because we're going to move quickly on to our next segment. Just let all of that just kind of come in and just kind of bend, just massage somebody's shoulders next to you. Just turn this way, massage this person's shoulders. Just massage them. Okay. Okay, somebody massage mine. I'll do hers. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Okay, we're going to get ready to do the self-addressed stamped envelope. Okay, now we're going to turn around. Going to turn around. Do the other one. Oh, doesn't that feel great? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody be seated. Okay, let's be seated. Okay. Does everyone have a blank piece of paper? Does anyone need a blank sheet of paper? Will somebody get these people a blank sheet of paper? Somebody give them a blank sheet of paper. Does anyone else need a blank sheet of paper? We need a paper runner. Somebody hand out blank paper. Keep your hands raised if you need blank paper. Does anyone need a pen or a pencil? Does anyone need an envelope? Raise your hand if you need an envelope. Raise your hand if you need a stamp. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask one more time. Does anybody need a sheet of paper? Does any... Back here, please get this woman a sheet of paper. Paper runner. Get a sheet of paper. Does anyone need anything to write with? Does anyone need an envelope? Does anyone need a stamp? Okay. Who needs that? What do you need back there? If you're missing one of those four items, raise your hand. Okay. This is the self-addressed stamped portion of our retreat. This is, let me just read this to you. This is a letter to yourselves where you desire to be 1 year from today. Your desires, your goals, your commitments, what you're powerless over, i.e., God can, fears, etc. Whatever you want this to be, you can address it to your higher power. You can just say, "Dear God, guide my pen in truth, so help me God." You cannot do this right, you cannot do this wrong. The only thing that would be not good about it is that if you don't put pen to paper. Pen to paper is the missing link between the head to the heart. For me, one of the hardest things to do in this program was to learn to write, because I had to really be with myself and God. So what you're going to do is that you're going to write whatever you want on this letter. Then you're going to fold it up. You're going to put it in the envelope. You're going to seal the envelope. You're going to address it to yourself. You're going to put a stamp on it. If you think for any reason that you're going to move within a year from today, you've got my information, I'm easily to get a hold of, then you call me and say, "Here's my new address." Okay? All right? Does anybody have any questions with that? Yes?
Is this a letter to yourself or to your higher power?
Whatever you want it to be. Okay? So what would you like it to be? To your higher power, okay? So to whatever you want it to do. Then what you're going to do is that you're going to put it into the ABCs. Oops. Also, I need a paper runner. Can we get these distributed really, really quickly? Okay. This is called Help Me Carry a Better 12-Step Message. Thank you so much. Give me one. Just give me one. Okay. Okay. Then you're going to put your ABC letter in the ABC mailbox. Okay? Make sure you seal it. And when you come up here, when you come up here, when you come up here to the ABC mailbox, and when you're done writing your letter, I want you to be really, really quiet. When you come up here, I want you to pause for a moment before you release it. Let me let the other, get the papers settled. Let's get that passed down. Okay. Does everyone have help me carry a better 12-step message?
Yeah.
Okay. Need two over here. Okay. You can tell that my 12-step work is extremely important to me. I just want to know how I can carry a better 12-step message. So when you finish your letter, I want you to then fill out help me carry a better 12-step message. All right? If you do your letter, then you're doing your letter for you, then you're doing the 12-step message for me. 50% of the program, right? Okay. When you come up to the ABC mailbox, because you can't get without giving back, you're going to put your letter in the ABC mailbox, and you're going to take a moment and just say a little prayer. Just going to have some quiet time here. And when you're done writing, if you're a fast writer, be quiet. Don't fidget. Just be quiet and calm. Go sit back in your chair, pray, meditate, go sit back outside, whatever, because then we will do a closing ceremony. When you put your 12-step, help me carry a better 12-step message, when you put that in here, say a little prayer for me to help me help millions and millions of people be free of this horrible, insidious addiction that we have. And then I just want to share with you, I'm going to be retiring these two little mailboxes, these two, and this was when I did the ABC's retreat in Twin Rocks, Oregon. In March of 2011, Jackie made these for me, okay? Because I'm not too creative. And then Barbara McMullen, who's actually a professional oil painter, I said, Barbara, can you help make jazz my stuff up? So she jazzed this up, and she jazzed my little, because I redid the logo and the website this year for the ABCs of Abstinence. So when I get home, I'll be able to, you know, kind of jazz up the ABCs a little bit. And she says, you know, buy this color bag and that. And so she's helped me too. So then I'm going to put her name and date on those new ABC mailboxes. So anyhow, then when I get home, I take your letters and I put them on a very sacred shelf, on the top shelf on my office, with all the other hundreds of ABC's letters that are waiting to, you know, get mailed out. You know, they cycle out, you know, 50, 100 at a time or whatever. So on those days that you forget about you, I never forget about you. You are always in my thoughts, all the time. I think about you. So when you forget about you, know that God's thinking about you, and I am too. So I'm going to go ahead and let you have time. I know that we are running over, but this is important, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Yes?
So we write this letter to ourselves, our desire that we want in 1 year.
Yes.
And what else?
Where you would like to be in 1 year, what you want to be free of, and Just what your heart's desire is, what you'd like to manifest in that year, what difficulties you really want to be free of, you want to have peace and serenity around. Is this too cold for anyone?
Yeah.
Yes. Should I compromise with it? Better? Also, like I said, I could keep going for another 10 days. There's candles in here for your 1 year, 2 year, 15 year, whatever your birthday is. So when you put your 1 year letter in there, take a candle, keep it in your wallet, keep it in your purse, put it by your bedside, tape it to your mirror, wherever you want. This is always waiting for you. This candle is waiting for you, just like those small size clothes are always waiting for you. I brought this for you. Okay? I've done this for a lot of people. I go, here's your candle. I give it to them a year in advance. They call me up and they go, Sherry, it's my birthday. Will you give me my candle?
think now.
Does anyone need any more time? Okay. What's that? Yes. There's somebody's book up here. Can you? Is this on?
No.
This is not on. Can we turn
you
this?
You have
on?
A loss. Well, have you lost this beautiful book? It's got papers in it, and it belongs to somebody, and it was just left here.
Can you let them know we're doing our closing ceremony? I've already put it away. Yeah, it's in the room. You'll have to just email me, or somebody else has it. Can you turn this on? Is this on? Okay. Okay, we only have two more people that need to finish. Is that right? Anybody? Okay. We're going to go ahead and do our closing ceremony because I know we're running over. Susan, that's correct. We need to get going.
Yes.
Okay. So you, I'll stay behind to finish that, but let's go ahead and do our closing ceremony. So we're going to make a big circle.
That's Crystal on the black sheet. Did your envelopes? The artist.
That goes here. I'm going to give her a hug. Show me, there she is.
The black top and the
right, black okay. Skirt. I'm going to push these forward. Hold on. Push. Okay, make a circle back.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, she said we can finish after.
Okay. It's a big circle, isn't it? Maybe if we move back a little bit, do you think?
Make a nice big circle. I hope we can make a. Hope we can fit. Okay. Oh gosh. Okay. Somebody right next to me. I need a free hand. Okay. You're gonna need two hands. Just there you go. Just you can come back for it. Okay. Wait till we're all linked up here. Is everybody linked up? Okay. Okay, this light doesn't match, and at one point, no one would ever really believe, if they had never seen fire, if I said, you know what, there's this thing called fire. They can keep you warm or it can burn you down, there's all kinds of things. And if I said to someone who'd never seen fire, it's like I'd go, this is magic. I can take this and this and create that. And many of us believe that we don't believe that we can really obtain and maintain a healthy body weight. But I'm telling you, boom. Okay? Can you imagine Bill Wilson? He had his light lit like this match. And he went to another addict. And when he did that, he gave a new life to someone else. And then someone else came and brought that light to me. Alright? And so here we are at the ABCs of abstinence. And these two candles that these women are holding here have been at every ABCs of abstinence that I have done since the beginning. They have been in hundreds and hundreds of people's hands and have helped hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of people at this point. I don't remember, I actually have counted, but I don't remember if this is the 41st, the 43rd, or the 44th time I've done this retreat. Many people are so, so afraid to give their program away. They feel that they're going to lose something, and they'll lose. Something will be diminished. Watch what happens when I take the time to give my program to someone else. Did the flame get lighter or bigger? Did it diminish? Okay, what happens when she gives her program to someone else? Okay, listen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, okay? So I took my light, I gave it back to her, okay? She's lit, and now she's going to give it away to her. Tilt your candle, baby. Okay? All right, now take a moment. Think about the people that have gone before you. Think about yourself. Think about the people that will come after you. And as you do that, join me in the Serenity Prayer. Okay? And we'll pass the candles around and stay connected as you pass it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within you. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. This is my candle, this is my light, and as I said, some people think if they give themselves to others, they will lose some of themselves so that they don't share this program. But you can see that when you share this program, it is for the greater good of all. So go out and continue carrying the message. Let's continue keeping alive the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill Wilson, and Roseanne, and each and every one of us and everyone. God bless you all. Okay. Okay. We are done. Okay. You did it. Let me just set this down. Okay. Okay. Somebody turn this off.
Get
me on board. Okay. God.
Wonderful.
Sorry, Susan, for going.
Oh, no.
We're good. All of that was absolutely needed to happen.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
You gave me 2 moments of clarity. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. What was your clarity?
I'm still fear-driven. I forgot already the other one. It'll come to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And listen, remember, fear, F-E-A-R, is false evidence appearing real. So you have to confront it. And when it does, it's like taking a flashlight into the darkness. It will go away.
Hello, my dear.
Anyone want to get a last-minute ticket?
I think it's somewhere.
Yeah, you're kind of spun up.